Hare Krishna. Don't let device aggravate vice. We all have our vices, and human society throughout history has struggled to keep these vices under control, because if they go out of control, if they are given a free rein, then they can harm others and harm us too. So this struggle to rein in the human vices has become all the more difficult in today's times, because vice is now facilitated and fueled by device. So we have, for example, nowadays smartphones and a variety of other devices which provide easy, round-the-clock, ubiquitous access to the internet. So when the vice of lust in the heart is coupled with this device, then people succumb to the temptation of surfing internet porn, and over a period of time, they just become addicted to it. So, although using porn may seem just a harmless titillation, but over a period of time, it becomes a ruthless addiction. An addiction that strips away people's time, energy, money, immorality, sensitivity, spirituality, even humanity itself. Millions of people today have become addicted to porn, and many more are becoming all the more so. The Bhagavad Gita 2.62 describes how contemplation is the start of the inner trajectory to self-destruction. It means when we contemplate on some sense object, something which our vice, which triggers the vice within us, then that drags us down to self-destruction. Dhyayato vishayan pumsa sangasteshu pajayate sangat sanjayate kamah kamat krodho bijayate. So when we contemplate on sense objects, then that leads to attachment. And attachment leads to obsession, strong desire, lust. And lust leads to fury, anger. Who can stop me from enjoying it? Now that goes on further. Till one pranayashyati, that's described in 2.63. 62 and 63 describe this outline. So now, that the opportunity for contemplation becomes a constant temptation due to the presence of device. So, vice can, because of device, tap us at any moment. You know, throughout the history of humanity, lust has always titillated and tormented and trapped humanity. But now, all that it requires is just to seduce people into pressing a few buttons on a device, just to do some finger clicks, and that person gets shackled in the clutches of lust. So now, we are all the more vulnerable, because in the technocentric world that we live today, we can't live without devices. At least most of us can't live without devices. Many of us can't. And certainly we can't just get rid of vice also immediately. It takes time to become purified. So how do we protect ourselves in such a situation? Actually, we need to get higher satisfaction, because that will enable us to resist the temptation for outer, lower material gratification. We are happiness-seeking creatures, and Bhakti Yoga helps us to easily and efficaciously experience higher happiness by loving and serving Krishna. But unfortunately, even when we are practicing Bhakti Yoga and we have the opportunity for higher satisfaction, still we feel tempted towards lower pleasures. And when we succumb to those lower pleasures, then we end up getting caught. We end up getting trapped. So we use vice abuses makes us abuse device, and we get trapped. So if this happens repeatedly to us, then we need to have some regulation, some external regulator to prevent the abuse of device. Say we can have an internet filter. But more important than that, we need to study scripture seriously. We need to chant and praise intensely, by which we will be able to counter. We'll have our intelligence strong enough to prevent the abuse of device by vice. And by such diligence and vigilance, diligence in the practice of bhakti, vigilance in preventing abuse of device, gradually we will attain transcendence, going beyond the lure of vice. Thank you. Hare Krishna.